Explanatory note. This letter was written at the date indicated, but for certain reasons, it was thought best to delay sending it out. Chief among these reasons was the fear of seeming to act precipitately in the matter, and the desire to counsel with others of larger experience. The delay of nearly 2 years has given ample time to carefully review the subject again and again, and to avoid any appearance of heated controversy. It is thought best, even at this late day, to send the matter out in the form of a letter, as originally written. It will be understood, of course, that this does not purport to be an explanation of the Book of Galatians. That would require a book many times the size of this. I have here endeavored merely to correct some erroneous views, so that those who read may be prepared to study the Epistle to the Galatians with more profit than heretofore. It should also be stated that this little book is not published for general circulation. It is designed only for those in whose hands Elder Butler's pamphlet on Galatians was placed, and perhaps a few others whose minds have been specially exercised on the subject. No one can be more anxious than the writer to avoid everything of a controversial nature in matters intended for the general public. That this letter may tend to allay controversy, to help to bring the household of God into the unity of the faith as it is in Christ Jesus, and to hasten the time when the servants of God shall see eye to eye, is the only desire of the writer. Ellet. J. Wagoner.